Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
I kind of teared up the other day.
I love seeing this stuff.
I turned the corner and there was this young mom and a young dad with their kid just so, his hair was all slicked back and still wet. Yeah. And he had the shirt tucked in, and he had his back. I stopped. I didn't even. I had to stop and watch them take it because they were taking a picture of him on the front porch.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the police came.
Let a dude stop while we're taking pictures. What do you need? Do I know you? I stopped.
Then they put me on this really cool list.
Why do you have your camera phone out?
I was misty. Y'all turn that into like a whole...
Every story with Lopez starts out normal, and then it takes a creepy turn about three quarters in.
You're in the loop with Fred Landry and Lopez on Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Second half of the program. Glad to have you guys on board. We've got there's little John Lopez on the field right now.
Literally.
Who's he play for?
CB.
Who's CB? Is that
They're
Canada?
Interviewing on ESPN John Lopez.
They're interviewing a little John Lopez with the eyeballs.
How big is he?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, man.
Oh, there you go. Apparently he looks like, what are they trying to say? He looks like Javier.
Player?
Can we get a race card for ESPN?
We all look alike.
Seriously. I mean, what? They think he looks like Javier Lopez or Javier Baez? Javier Lopez. That's an old school. Who'd you play with?
Braves catcher.
Braves catcher. There you go. The hell was like you reminded me.
We were talking about
the
intro there.
Yeah, no. There's something.
Creepy Lopez.
Creepy Lopez.
I'm honest.
He's just saying what's on his.
You just stop in the middle and watch the kid on the porch taking his pictures.
So the first day of school, which by the way, happy first day of school to everyone joining us for the lunch hour here. I guess HISD starts a week from today, but a lot of schools, including Humble ISD, where my kids went. Starts today. Traffic, I could tell already, was pretty dicey. But so the story was this: driving out of my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I don't think
you're going to make this sound better.
I am. I promise. Maybe not.
Just keep digging deeper.
I see this happy, proud young couple facing their house with a camera, and standing on the stoop there or the front porch is their clearly kindergarten or first grade kid.
Young kid.
You know, slicked up, dressed up, all that. And they're taking a picture. And I just stopped. I thought it was really, really cool. I missed those days. I got a little misty.
But did you need to stop? Once you saw it, are you reliving it at that moment? And what do you
see? This is where it took a turn.
Yeah, right. Are you going to get any less misty if you keep driving? I was just
absorbing it.
Right, absorbing the moment. That's it. That's John Lopez, who may or may not be creeping through your neighborhood watching you take first day of school pics. That could be a John Lopez thing for all you HISD parents out there. If you see a black Dodge Ram, don't be alarmed. It's not anything weird. It's just John Lopez admiring all the kids on the first day of school because he didn't have any anymore. Not of grade school age.
I used to drive him crazy on the first day of school every year. I would always tell him, "It's a school night," and they're like, "Shut up."
Yeah, no, that's serious. My daughter, she'll start school. She's going to Madisonville High School now. Of course, her first day of school is not till next Monday. And then, of course, my son actually texted me this morning, "Dad, first day of school." And I said, "What time did you get to bed last night?" He said, 10 o'clock. I said, "Good."
Is he all primped himself?
What's he feeling? What's his goal? How old is your son?
He's 10. He'll be 11 in December.
Sixth grade.
Fifth. Starting his first day of fifth grade today.
He's good. That's funny. Is his school up to sixth, or is he the big man on campus right now?
No. The school he goes to, actually, I want to say they go till eighth grade.
Okay. So he's still in the middle.
Yeah, it's some little podunk.
It's like Kansas stuff, man.
Yeah. Well, he's at some little small school, so I'm trying to get him down here to show him what real, real...
Education?
I don't know about education.
Women?
Football. Yeah, real football. He's excited about that. Mm-hmm. They're going to play a wide receiver and cornerback, so we'll see how that goes.
He's never going to get the ball thrown to him at that age.
Probably won't,
He's going to do a lot of blocking.
That's why I told him. I said, keep your head on a swivel and just lay people out. That's what I told him. Just lay people out, so who knows. But kids, they are throwing footballs a lot more in today's football than they did back when you and I were kids.
Because they're getting ready for the spread offenses in high school. I bet you they throw more than you think.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. We'll see what happens. All right, so the news of the day so far that just came out just a few minutes ago, Texans announced that their first pick of the 2018 draft, one Mr. Martinez Rankin. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, their second pick, as I was. Justin Reed was their first pick. Their second pick, Martinez Rankin. Activated and is going to practice today, from what we from what it looks like. So, do you think we will see Mr. Big Daddy Martinez Rankin this weekend?
I think absolutely, absolutely, you're going to see him. And the reason is that, you know, he's been slowed because of injury, but definitely he's been working out. You know, he's been in shape. He's been in the meetings. He's been going through all the, I hate this term, but, you know, the mental reps, you know, and all that stuff. So, yeah. Absolutely, we're going to see him.
This is the guy that a lot of people thought would make the biggest impact on the Texans. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm not trying to make too much of it, but when he got hurt, they said that he was going to be ready for week one of the season. And we all wondered, well, what's going to happen if he doesn't get any action? This guy's a rookie. How's that going to work out? John McClain just tweeted out, he's going to join us tomorrow, mm-hmm. that the coaching staff is impressed with how hard this kid worked his ass off just mm-hmm. to get back this early. So this seems like a guy who's trying to get ready for the season. And if this guy comes in and looks like he can be something, or he's a guy that you can roll with, and it's a much needed boost for the Texans.
We're really, really optimistic about what this team can be defensively, optimistic about Deshaun Watson's capabilities. We're not real optimistic on the running game because of the running backs and the offensive line run blocking, but this helps.
We're quasi-optimistic about Lamar Miller and what he brings to the table, and he looked good in that first half against Kansas City Chiefs, but at the same time, too, I think you're also starting to wonder just how bad is that Kansas City Chiefs defense, considering now, don't get me wrong, the Texans did pretty much just move right down the field against San Francisco 49ers. I mean, literally just went right down the field, pretty much right after San Francisco went right down the field on them. Yeah. But let's also take into consideration, too, no J.J. Watt, no Jadeveon, no Whitney Merciless, all right? Defensively, I think your starting D-line was, I think Covington was one of the guys. And, of course, your starting outside linebackers were Scarlett and Ejiofor. Mm-hmm. I think Bernard McKinney played just a couple plays, in fact. I saw him play. Zach got some serious run this past Saturday. But, again, your defense isn't even playing at full strength. The Honey Badger hasn't even stepped out on the field yet. So, again, I'm with you. You feel great about the defense. But offensively, here's the question, though, because the thing about Martinez Rankin that was kind of the biggest question mark going into the preseason, or excuse me, going into training camp before we even knew anything about this dude, was he going to project as a starting tackle, or because of his size, was he going to project more of as a guard? And I think that's probably still the biggest question, but let's call it what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. Chantrell hasn't looked bad. All right, you know, a little lot loving will do that for you. Julian Davenport hasn't looked too bad. Yeah. All right, so far. I got to say, I think right now between Kelemete and that interior
line. But there's no
line,
depth. They're running guards. Chad Slade's running tackle.
He's running tackle.
So there's no depth at all at the tackle position.
The only legit.
And I still go back to, their running game has been pretty much non-existent. What's the biggest run of the year? The first run of the preseason?
Yeah, that 19-yard run. That was it.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it. And then, I mean, you had a couple of receptions. You had the 30-yard reception with Pope. But other than that, the running backs haven't done anything. And in short yardage, we saw fourth and inches inside the one-yard line the other day, and you threw the ball to Ellington. It's great that he caught it. Mm-hmm. It's great that Deshaun Watson went back to him after they had the miscommunication. But, I mean, I'm not somebody who wants to see fourth and inches throwing plays. I want a football team where I can trust them that when you need that one inch, you can run the ball and you can smash it instead of risking all the bad things that can come with the pass.
Mm-hmm. I think once your boy Deontay gets off the pup list, I think that's going to be your guy. And of course, we'll see what happens with Alfred Blue. I thought Lamont made a great point. He is the new Kevin Walter. He's not good at his primary job, but mm-hmm. because he does some
Alfred
ancillary
Blue?
Deal, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not great, but, you know, he's not a great running back, but he's good at special teams.
And the special teams have sucked, too. That's the other thing. Like, and he's been on it the whole time.
They will be better. I think
they have sucked with him on it.
But here's the reality, right? Like, if you're going to be a special teams guy, right? Like, you know, when I think of good special teams players, you know, I think of the dude, who's the dude from the Patriots? Not Bademosi, but the guy it seems like he's there every year.
Slater,
right? Mm-hmm. So you got Slater. I think back in the days, I'm dating myself a little bit here.
Steve Tasker.
You remember Benny Thompson?
Benny Thompson,
who used to just lay the wood, right?
Kenny Gant, Bill Gates.
Another level.
Kenny Gant and Bill Bates with the Cowboys.
That's
like, there's always guys.
Think of special teams guys that are legit. Like, you know, like, okay, this is what this. I mean, if you're going to keep a guy around because he's good at special teams, okay, that didn't do that. But Alfred Blue is okay at special teams on an average special teams team and is average at running.
He doesn't stand out.
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like we're piling on Alfred Blue here, but, you know, is this year five for him?
It's been a while. Yeah. And this is the other thing. Like, if he really is your second best running back, that says more about your running backs than it does him. That says more about the job you've done bringing in running backs. It's not like it's quarterbacks. Like, running backs emerge all the time. Undrafted guys. Mm-hmm. You see Arian Foster. Kareem Hunt led the league in rushing last year. And what was he, a third round pick? Alvin Kamara was the offensive rookie of the year. Like, these guys come all the time. You can find a special teamer on the scrap heap anytime. Like, he's not a great enough special teamer to justify that. They have Foreman. That's the good thing. But this Blue lingering thing, I know it's kind of low hanging fruit, and a lot of people wonder why he gets picked on so much. But just the fact that he's been able to hang around as long as he has drives me nuts.
Yeah, and especially not being a standout. They're like, when they have to tell you how good he is, and you don't see it, you know, unless you're, you know, breaking down film or something, he's not that good. You know, it's like the Kevin Walter comparison. Well, guys, he's a really good blocker. Yeah, he's got five catches. You know, so, yeah, they keep telling us this. He needs to be able to do more than just, flash a little bit on special teams.
All right, so just for, since, I mean, you know, we might as well just keep throwing dirt on him while he's down. Alfred Blue, 4 years, going into year five. I mean, you know, the numbers don't lie. His career-long 48-yard rush. His career rushing average. Anybody want to take a stab?
2.6.
No,
Not that bad.
3.4.
Are you going to stick with the 2.6?
I'll say 3.6.
3.6?
Yeah.
Okay. His career rushing average is 3.6 yards a carry. So he's not even, I mean, he, and you know, the thing is, it's not like he's a good bruising back, because that's the one thing we keep hearing, well, when you need a couple short yards. I mean, name the one play. I mean, again, outside of the Chiefs game in the playoffs where they got smoked, he was the one bright spot in that game.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. If the Texans, if we were doing the show right now and I said, we have some breaking news for you right now, Alfred Blue has been released by the Texans, would he get a job within a week? Would people be beating down the door saying, we really need Alfred Blue?
I think he would land on a team. I think he would land on a team. I think he would.
But your point, qualifying it within a week, I'm not sure.
I don't know about a week. No, yeah, sure. I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he would eventually.
After cuts, maybe.
Because it's guys like him. Because here's the thing. He's never been a malcontent, right? Like, so he's not a bad player outside of the locker room. From everything we've heard, he's not. I think that's the other reason why they keep him around as well. Because the thing about Alfred Blue, God bless him, he is a nice guy.
Well, it's all these. None of this is personal attacks. I mean, Kevin Johnson's a hell of a guy. You know, none of these.
He really is.
Unless you know something I don't. Anyway.
I know he can't stay healthy.
Well, that. But no, it has nothing to do with personality or, you know, the integrity of a guy. You're a hell of a guy. I don't want you running the ball for the Texans.
No, I don't either. I don't want to run
but
the ball.
But is he good at special teams?
Could you
get down the field and tackle?
I think so, if I absolutely had to. I mean, if it really came down to it. That's John Lopez. I'm Fred Davis. That is the one, the only Landry Locker. When we come back, the helmet rule that's got the entire NFL going in just – when you got guys who are making regular form tackles and getting penalties called on them, that's a problem. Did it happen in the Texans game, and are we convinced this thing's going to continue to linger throughout the course of the regular season? And 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610, what are your thoughts on Alfred Blue? And if you were going to have a wedding party, would you invite Alfred Blue to it? Lots to get to. That's Landry Locker. That's John Lopez. I'm still that dude, Freddie D. Don't forget about our boy Figgy Fig on WatchingTheLoop.com. Don't go anywhere. It's in the loop on a Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.